Hello, Fight Insight fans, viewers, listeners. I'm the Filipino podcasting machine, Princey D, and with me in the man formerly known as Timbo Slice, Timmy B. Before we get started, please remember to follow, like, comment, subscribe on YouTube, wherever you get your pods. On today's podcast, we are honored, absolutely honored, to talk to one of the greatest female atom weight fighters in the world today about her future and the upcoming ONE FC Grand Prix. We discuss the interim fight announced between Gain and Lewis, pick our fighters for our weekly fight on site, and a whole lot more. Tim, hit it.
Yes, Timmy B, Princey D, Fight in Sight. Yes.
All right, our guest today is the number one ranked atomweight contender in the world. She has a perfect professional record of 8-0 and is the heavy favorite in the upcoming ONE FC Atomweight Grand Prix tournament. After re-securing her rightful shot at the title, she hopes to be the first ever female MMA world champion from the Philippines. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to us from Bangkok, Thailand, she is a massive star and a fan favorite around the world. She's the pride of the Philippines, Denise the Menace Zamboanga.
Nice. Hi. Wow, we have Denise invited. That's amazing. Denise, there's a big Filipino following over here, so they're so excited to have you on, and they're like, oh my gosh, you got Denise on Fight Inside. This is huge. So thank you for coming. We appreciate it.
I'm happy that I'm part of this podcast.
So yeah, guys, you know what, Denise, if you want to speak Tagalog, you go ahead. I'll translate for you, okay? So I at least I get to practice this, or it's like reverse nosebleed, right? So guys, she's excited, she's happy, ready to go. Tim, take it away, buddy.
All right, Denise, thank you so much for coming, Denise. We let our fans know that you were coming, and the reaction was crazy. People love you. Like, they are so excited to watch you and to hear about you. The first question we have is, how does it feel to have fans all around the world and be like such a big star in the Philippines and around the world?
Yeah, so I'm so happy because I had fans in the world, because before it's only in Philippines. I only had fans in Philippines, but now I have fans with all over the world. So that's why I'm so happy and grateful.
Denise, you're the Filipino Pacquiao. The female version. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Denise, how did you get started in MMA?
I've started MMA because of my brother. He influenced me.
Yeah.
Since when I was like 17.
Okay.
Can I speak Tagalog?
yeah, for sure.
Just go ahead. Oh.
Yeah. Yun nga. Tinanong ako ni Kuya dati if I can fight MMA. Like, normal conversation. Like, do you want to fight MMA? And then he asked me, like, and then I was like, okay, I want to try. And he trained me, like, 2 months, and then that's the first time I train MMA for 2 months, and then I fight MMA. Yeah, parang ano lang, trip lang ni Kuya na tanungin ako kung gusto mo ba mag MMA ganyan, gusto mo ba i-try. So sabi ko, okay lang, sige, try natin. Tapos yun, doon na nagtuloy-tuloy.
Oh wow. So basically Denise, her brother, just say, hey, you know what, come along, you see, let's just try it out, we'll see what happens, and ba-bam, superstar now. Superstar na siya, right? So she's a big superstar now, right? So there you go, like, it worked out for her. So that's amazing.
It's amazing, Denise. But when did you start training in martial arts? Did you do it as a young girl?
No, I just started since I was 17. Like, hobby lang po. Like, hobby with my brother. it's not like very serious because before I was serious in my study and you know, like it's not my thinking that I'm gonna pursue MA. Like it's just parang dumating na lang yung time na parang may mga nag-o-offer sa akin ng mga big organization, tapos parang nagtuloy-tuloy na hanggang sa nangyari yung may naka-graduate ako ng college, tapos nagkaroon ako ng permanent work. Tapos nung nandun na ako sa work ko na yun, nag-aano pa rin na may mga tumatawag pa sa na different organizations. Tapos dun na nag-aano sa akin na parang what should I choose? Should I work or should I do MMA? Something like that.
Yeah, so guys, for anyone watching and listening, so basically Denise, basically what happened was it just kind of happened. It just worked out for her. It was not something that she never really thought was going to actually end up being where it is now, where she's a big, huge, massive MMA superstar. Like everyone's like looking for her, thousands of followers on Instagram. And Denise, ano bang kurso mo sa Pilipinas? So guys, what is her course back in the Philippines?
Ano po, IT ako ng fitness. Nandun ako, nagka-college ako.
Hindi nursing?
Hindi po.
That's, try and guess my job. that's a statistics. Usually if you're Filipino, it's either getting into like an engineering IT field or nursing. It's one or the other, right? So there you go.
But So what was Denise studying in school?
IT.
Oh, okay. Mm. Crazy. That's great. Denise, I can't believe that you started MMA so later, but and when you're talking about your brother, you're talking about Drex Zamboyanga, who is he's also in 1FC. So we love Drex as well. When you're in 1FC, the big thing there is that everybody seems so polite and respectful. Like everybody's always respectful to the other fighters and they seem very like a true martial artist. Does 1F, like in here in Canada, in the US, we watch a lot of UFC and sometimes the people get very aggressive with one another. But does 1FC tell you to be more respectful or is it just that that's how you guys are there?
Actually, I'm not used to do like trash talking, you know, like because even I want to, my family doesn't want me to, they always want me to be like, be humble, be respectful, don't be like, you know, yeah, they don't always mean, to be like low profile only.
Yeah, yeah.
But you should say next time when you're in 1FC, you say, uy, uy, duling ka, or say something like that. Maybe that's a little bit more, it's not as bad. Basically, when you're cross-eyed, Timmy, that's what it means.
Yes.
No, that's great. Because, I mean, even I've heard in other interviews and things like that, Angela Lee is the champion. And that's who, you know, you want to be fighting and who you want to take the title. But I've heard you say that she's your idol. So even there, you have a lot of respect for the other fighters in your division, right?
Yeah.
No, that's awesome. It's really nice. And it's nice to see the fighters, you know, respect one another yet still compete. So that's really great. Mm-hmm. The Grand Prix that you were supposed to fight in was supposed to be in May. And then unfortunately, it's been delayed. Have you heard anything about when it might be back?
I haven't heard from them yet, but they will say they will reschedule it sooner, like late summer, but still doesn't sure schedule or your date.
Okay. I mean, we're all so excited because everybody loves a Grand Prix tournament, and this one is so exciting. In the first round, you're supposed to fight the South Korean Ham So-hee, who, you know, she's very experienced. She's a champion in Rizin. She's the atomweight champion, the super atomweight champion. So that's a great fight for you. How do you plan on winning that fight? How do you expect to win it?
Me, I can go with her, like, even with hands or in ground. Because I was preparing her both striking and jiu-jitsu. So either or her, I think I can finish her.
Nice. See, Prince, very respectful, but very confident.
Yeah, but Denise, how would you like to finish it? And what's your, if you had to pick, how would you like to finish the fight?
Ako gusto ko po, I want to finish her like striking so I can prove the word that hindi lang ako pang ground. Gusto ko rin siya pang striking kasi gusto ko rin ma-challenge yung striking ko sa kanya kasi alam ko na sobrang galing niya sa striking.
Okay, so kasi you guys can go toe-to-toe, right?
Kaya, yeah.
There you go.
Nice.
Yeah, you see, Timmy actually understood what you said. She spoke in full dialogue, and Timmy in there goes, yeah, I understood everything.
I'm getting it, Denise. Denise, like I said at the beginning of the interview, we asked the fans for questions, and we have never had so many fans asking questions, like so many questions. People love you. Your Instagram, you must get people messaging you all the time.
A lot.
Yes.
I just, that's why I can't see the some of the messages because it's so flood.
Yeah.
I'm trying to reply all of them.
No, that's
for the support, something like that.
Denise, why don't you hire a secretary? There you go. You're a big star now.
Yeah.
Tsaka na po pag champion na siguro.
Ooh, that's what I'm talking about. There you go.
Okay, so we're going to ask you some fan questions, Denise. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure.
All right. So the first one I'm going to ask you, we got lots of people, Denise. A lot of people were asking that they wanted to date you, but we're not going to ask that. But Rob Oakes asks, do you want to move to Toronto? I think it's because he was asking you on a date, but have you ever thought about moving to Canada or the US to train?
You know, when I was thinking before where I can do my training camp, since I choose this career, I was thinking to go to the US to train. But I had a offer here in Bangkok before last. So, yeah.
But, oh, okay.
You know, when I was young, I had a dream to be in in States.
Okay. Well, you have an amazing gym right now. For anybody that doesn't know, she's with Maroc Force MMA in Bangkok. And that's a great gym, Denise. So I wish you all the best in training there. Is a lot of good people there? Like you're happy there? A lot of good people?
Yeah, so much. It's way, way better. Yeah. Nice. It's like family. Yeah.
That's great. And your brother trains with you there, right, Drex?
Yeah, that's why. It's perfect.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's great. The next question was Nick_Tan35. He asked, and similar to what Prince asked you, but what is the best way you like to finish your fights? Do you rather get a finish, like a KO or a submission, or do you rather go a decision?
I think all of the fighter wants to be like finish, right?
Sure, yeah. Do you prefer?
Because, yeah, I prefer like finish or knockout because, you know, when it comes to decision, you know, the nervous, it's like, my heart will beat like to you know, there's a possibility. I'm not sure if I'm gonna win or not.
Yeah. Well, hey, when you fought Mei Yamaguchi, you were dominating that whole fight, so I knew you would get the decision. And then on the last fight that you fought, I mean, you finished that girl in the first round, so it was very impressive. So you've done a great job.
Thank you so much.
We had a lot of questions about food and about what you like to eat. And so MMA Social Squad asks, chicken or pork adobo?
Chicken with pork adobo.
No, chicken or pork adobo. Oh, you want both? Are you saying you want both?
No, okay. I like pork. I like adobo.
Okay. Wow.
Adobo for the win.
Denise, like, is there a lot of Filipino restaurants in Bangkok there?
Yeah, meron po.
Meron.
There is.
Wow. Is there one particular one that you recommend? Say, the tourist is coming there that wants to go check it out. What's like the best Filipino restaurant in Bangkok? Yeah.
I think Lola Kitchen, but my cook is better than Joker.
All right. Inak, Innak 0 asks, who are your MMA inspirations? So who inspires you?
Who inspires me? There's a lot of people who inspires me when it comes to MMA, but I inspire my brother because he's like, he's champion in Philippines, and he fought like different division. And he's the reason why I'm here. So for me, he's my inspiration. And of course, Manny Pacquiao. He's like very humble person, and he's really good, like the best in the world.
No, that's amazing.
And that's the thing too, Tim, is that, you know, a lot of Filipino fighters, they don't do much talking outside of the ring. The talking happens inside of the ring. Right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right? Right, Denise? Oh my gosh. When you see her, even some of the fights that she's in, it's like she comes in with a smile on her face, and once you hear the ding, 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 I'm like, whoa, Denise, what happened? Oi, Denise, stop. Right? So she's full throttle. I see the aggression. Oh my gosh. Like it's a complete switch. So Denise, and when you're fighting, is there something that happens? Is there like a switch that happens when you get in the ring and you hear that bell? Ano nangyayari in your head? Like
in my head, I always think in every fight, I always think that I need to kill her. I never told my parents because they were gonna get angry, but that's the secret.
So
the secret's out.
Live and fight inside. Now we know when Denise walks into the ring, you go papatayin kita. That's it. Oh my god.
Tapusin.
So, Timmy, tapusin means, if anyone watching this podcast right now, Denise just said, I will finish you. I will kill you. But nice. With a smile on my face.
Just in my head. I don't tell it to her. But
Denise is the one that'll say that I'll kill you, and then I'll buy you halo halo after. Right?
But I'll hug you after, don't worry.
There you go.
That's so funny. Denise, when you do fight, sometimes you wear the shirt with the long sleeves, and then sometimes you wear the shirt with the short sleeves. Is there a reason? Is there a reason why you go different one?
Actually, I didn't know that I'm gonna wear long sleeves.
Okay.
It was just like, okay, here's your suit, and my flight is like tomorrow.
Yeah.
I don't have. But I prefer short sleeves.
Okay, so you prefer short sleeve. And but what about some girls choose just to wear like the tank top kind of thing?
Tank top. I think I'm gonna wear that on my next fight.
Oh,
but
okay.
I prefer short sleeve so I can put a lot of sponsors, you know.
Nice, okay. More space for sponsors. Okay, good.
Yeah.
We have a question from, I don't know how to say this name. This is at Eesiee. He asks, on a scale of 1 to 10, how prepared are you for the Grand Prix?
I think I was preparing for Grand Prix for this fight for almost 1 year.
Yeah.
For almost 1 year, I think. I never go back home since after Mei Yamaguchi's fight.
Okay.
So I think this is the best fight comp I've had.
Yeah, it's been a long, so long.
I think I'm ready.
Yeah, for sure. It's been a long fight camp because it keeps getting delayed and you don't know when it's going to come back.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I need to be ready like anytime.
I wanted to ask you with your fashion style and stuff. So next fight, Mo, are you gonna reveal a brand new tattoos? Are you gonna have like arm sleeve tattoos and all that stuff? Or is that next on the fashion line? O hindi yan pwede.
Hindi po. Hindi pwede.
Maybe just get the stick-on ones, right? Because that's the new style now. Everyone has to have the tattoos, you know, all that. Like, right? Would you ever consider getting one?
I want to, but I don't think my father would agree.
Yeah.
Because I asked him if I can get a small, like an inch of tattoo. He said no.
you know what you should say? You say, Tai, if I win the championship, can I get a little one like this? If I beat Angela, can I get a small one? What are you planning?
I think he will agree.
Right? There you go.
If you were gonna get the tattoo, what tattoo would you get?
That's the thing I told my father. Can I get a tattoo? I will put your name.
And he still said no.
No, Denise, you know what? I'll tell you guys something right now. In Filipino parents, no one wants their kid to have a tattoo. But that's a good strategy because that's how I got my first tattoo. I go, Mom, night. I'm going to get a tattoo and it's got your name on it. And I got a tattoo right here of my Lola's. And two Malulas and my mom right at the bottom. She's like, nice, okay. Tapos ka na, right? I'm like, yes, mom, tapos na. Okay, one more. And one more. Right?
Non-stop.
There you go. Yeah.
Denise, we're so happy to have you. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast. Is there anything that you want to say before you go or anybody that you want to say anything to?
I just want to thank to my all my Filipino fans and some of my fans all over the world. I want to thank to my gym, Mara Force MMA, and to my sponsor, Singha Corporation and Carabao Dang, and also Booster Fight Gear, and for both of you guys, Fight Inside Podcast. Thank you for having me.
Oh, Denise. And Denise, actually, Tim, before we go, let you go, I just want to say, Denise, when you win the belt, babalik ka, right? You're coming back.
Siyempre po, siyempre.
And I'll do your tattoo for you, okay?
No.
Fight Inside.
Okay. We will pay for that tattoo for sure.
No,
Denise, hold on. Denise,
I'm gonna do it.
You need to tell my dad first.
Okay.
Anong number niya? Tell me.
Denise, one person that you didn't say thank you to is your dog. You have such a cute little dog, right?
Yes, here's my dog.
Come on, let's see him. Oh my goodness.
Anong pangalan niya, Denise?
What a cutie.
Tabachoy.
Tabachoy. Oh my gosh. So she's guys, anyone listening, it means fat.
He's such a cutie.
Tabachoy.
Oh my goodness. He's so cute. All right, Denise. Well, thank you so much, Denise. We really appreciate
thank
you coming
you.
On. Good luck in the Grand Prix. You're going to win the Grand Prix. You're going to go on to face Angela Lee for that title, and you're going to beat her, and you're going to be the first ever women's Filipino champion.
Yes.
Kayang-kaya mo yan. Patayin mo siya.
Wag po kayo maingay. Sikit lang yun.
So you just said, don't tell anybody. And this is going to be live. I have nothing to do with the people gonna watch. So, but always, thanks again, Denise, and ingat palage. And you know, we appreciate you and all that you promote. And Yeah, honestly, Denise, like actually watching you and even meeting you right now, you promote everything that makes us proud in terms of Filipinos and the struggle and even having to leave the Philippines to pursue your dreams and to become where you are right now. I know it's not easy. It's not easy to leave your family. It's not easy to, you know, leave your lolas, your titas, your titos back there. And but you're pursuing your dream. And I, you know what, I honestly feel that there's nothing but a bright future ahead of you. And if Dana White is watching this, Denise is going to be your next best thing. So you guys better watch out for this girl because she's ready to come at you, okay? And if you want, I'll be your promoter, okay? I'll be the loudmouth for you, okay?
Yeah.
All right, Inga, take care.
Thanks, Denise.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye, Denise. Good luck. All righty.
Oh man, she's
Prince. So cool. What a nice girl. What a, I mean, she's an amazing fighter. So for those of you that don't watch ONE FC, you got to check out her fights. Her fights are all on YouTube. ONE FC does a great job of posting up all the fights. You know, I didn't want to talk about it, Prince, because I, you know, she's talked about it a lot, but she was the number one contender, 7-0. She's supposed to fight the champion. There were, because of the pandemic, there were delays. They couldn't get that fight to happen. She ended up taking another fight, fighting another girl, saying, I just want to stay active. Risked her contender, risked her number one spot, fought a girl, beat her in the first round. Then Angela Lee gets pregnant, has to go now for, you know, has to go away due to the pregnancy. They then put Denise in a Grand Prix tournament against, you know, seven other great fighters. And now she has to win that tournament to get her contendership back.
Yeah.
So to then fight Angela. Like, it's crazy what they're putting her through, but I have no doubt that she's going to win it. She's very motivated.
Well, look, man, I mean, all the odds are stacked against her. I mean, the first person that she's fighting is, you know, well versatile and has got a whole slew of experience. But I mean, look, man, she's someone that really wants to go at it. She knows what her dream is and she's pursuing it. Nothing's like, and you don't even see her complain. Like it, when she came in the day, even look how she presented. She was like, you know, she was happy. She's ready to go. And
I know.
And, right. So I just got to say, man, I've got so much respect for her. And she said when she gets the belt, she's coming back. And of course, so there you go. And then she won. And plus she's going to get Fight Insight tattooed on her right arm. So what else? And I'm doing it. I'm going to be doing it.
We should actually make all our guests do that. That's a new thing we could do. Not just making sound effects for us if they stay on, but we'll make them get Fight Insight tattoos. That would be pretty good. I do want to apologize for anybody that's watching the video. She was in Bangkok. So some of the audio, I think the video started to glitch a little bit. It would freeze here and there on her. So we apologize for that. Nothing we can do. But and Prince, I messed up. I didn't change our background, but that's okay.
You know what? And I also want to apologize to people watching is because my Tagalog, man, I it was so rusty. It was like back, I was going back in the shoes. But you know what? I was trying my best. But guys, I tried the hard work and dedication. But we never stopped, baby, because here at Fight Insight, you know, we just pile on. But actually, before we continue on, Tim, guys, again, if anyone's watching this right now, you guys want to follow us, you guys can subscribe at YouTube. So right below us, you can subscribe at Fight Insight Podcast. You can follow us at Fight Insight Podcast at Instagram. And you can listen to us at Fight Insight Podcast, Spotify. And also, if you want to follow us, you can follow us at Snapchat. You can follow us at Twitter. You can also follow us at Facebook. All right?
Just a couple of places. There we go. Prince, let's talk about something that is a total disaster when it comes to championship fights. We're going to talk about what I'm calling the Ngannou interim nonsense. Prince, what is happening here, man? We have, oh boy. Okay, so for those that don't know, Francis Ngannou is the heavyweight champion of the UFC, wins the title 3 months ago, dominant fashion.
Correct, yeah.
They then say Derek Lewis is the next contender and that he's supposed to fight. They tell Ngannou, apparently, we want you to fight in August, which is like about 3 months or so after his win. He says, I need a couple more months. They say, forget it. We're now moving on with an interim title. And Ngannou says, you know, it's just nonsense. I remember my interim title title fight against Jairzinho, and he's making, and then he says, oh, wait. And he's making, you know, a joke saying, hey, wait a second. When I had to wait for Stipe, I fought another guy. It wasn't for an interim title. Now, all of a sudden, they've got Gon versus Lewis for an interim title in August. What do you think about this, Prince?
Oh, man. I mean, Tim, I mean, I was looking at this and I was trying to analyze it. Like, why would they do something like this? It just doesn't make any sense. Like, I don't see where the rationale is unless they're trying to put a U.S. champion.
But why does that matter? Like, I mean, at this point, wait a second. What's the U.S. champion? Only Lewis, because Gon is from France.
Yep.
So, I mean,
I'm saying, so, I mean, maybe they're banking that Lewis will win the fight against Gon.
I don't know, man.
Right. And then bam, we've got a U.S. heavyweight champion. I'm just throwing it out there because this is a curveball that the UFC is throwing at us. No one understands it. It doesn't make any sense. I'm trying to figure out, maybe there's something in the rule book that we didn't see.
No. There's nothing. I mean, he's not injured. He's not going for surgery. There's nothing, you know, and the reason why this is a good topic is because, like I said, Angela Lee in one, you know, she ended up, she got pregnant, and congratulations, she had her beautiful baby. And if you follow her on Instagram, it's there, but you know, they didn't make up an interim title. They just say, okay, no problem. We'll do other things while we wait for you to come back. Ngannou is just saying, hey, I just need a couple months. My opinion is that they have nobody to make a main event for that pay-per-view, and they need something on that card because they were planning on, I guess they were planning on it to be Ngannou versus Lewis. And now they're like, wait a second, we have nobody else. Which, Nunes versus Juliana Pena is on that card, but I guess they don't feel that that's worthy of being the main event. Mm-hmm. I mean, how valuable is this interim title? Like, even if you won that, like, what does that really mean? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, it's a title. It's just like a make-believe title, right? I mean, that title doesn't really, you know, it doesn't mean anything unless you take out the champ. And Francis is probably just wondering, like, okay, what is going on over here? And you heard the beef between, I mean, you heard what was going on between Dana White and Francis.
On Twitter and stuff, you could see things.
Yeah. Oh, man, we were like calling each other out. Dana's like, oh, he's full of ass. And you know, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. Francis should reconsider changing his camp.
Changing his management and stuff like that.
So, I mean,
it was crazy.
I don't get why they would turn this into an interim title fight between the two. Right? It just doesn't make absolutely no sense to me. Like, I thought maybe Francis had an injury that we didn't even know about, but then he's perfectly fine. He just needs a couple of months to heal up and, you know, get back at it, right? So
yeah, perfectly fine. The guy's like a monster. He's like, I don't think this guy would get injured, right? Like, he's got muscles on top of muscles. I don't know. The thing is, to me, is like, you're just making him mad. If I'm Lewis or Gon, I'm like, whoa, whoa, can you like not make this guy more angry? This guy's already like a killer. I don't need him getting more angry, you know?
But you know what? Francis has to also look after his own health as well, right? At the end of the day, he's got to take care of his body, and he'll fight at short notice. He's prone to injury, and you don't want to put that at risk, especially while he's at the top. Like, why would you rush it, right?
So, right. And, you know, and we see comments on our Instagram and stuff like that, people saying like, hey, wait a second, most champs don't fight more than like two, maybe three times a year anyways. Mm-hmm. So if he wanted just like 5 months in between his fights, that's not an unreasonable amount of time. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. It's pretty crazy. I don't know why you would do that. And what do you think about Lewis? Lewis takes that fight. He's already number one contender. It's all locked in. Mm-hmm. I wonder how much pressure they gave Lewis to take the fight, because why wouldn't he just say, hey, I'll just wait the couple months for Ngannou. I don't need this fight.
You know what? I mean, that's, again, we don't see what was behind the scenes. He might have gotten thrown. Yep, that's it. That's what I'm saying. So he might have gotten thrown a big bag to make this fight happen, because, you know, the fight that makes sense would be Gunn and Francis. That would make sense. That the fight between them two would be like perfect. That okay, finally yeah. somebody that could actually contend and be an actual competition for Francis. But I'm just like, now we throw this into the mix, it's almost, it builds it up. So if
Gunn yeah.
beats him, it'll be like, okay, he is worth it. But then how about the other guy that we're looking at? Stipe. He's in there.
Where is Stipe in all this, right? Like, isn't Stipe like, wait a second, if there's an interim title, why don't I get a shot at that? I mean, he hasn't fought since losing the title, and he did take, you know, some pretty bad shots. So maybe he needs to like heal up a little bit. But yeah, it still seems weird. Like, it seems like he's just not in the picture at all. So I don't know. We'll see, Prince. It's a very weird scenario. That pay-per-view does not look great. And I mean, because really, like, what's, I would think a lot of like hardcore fans, which are the people that buy the pay-per-views, I think they're going to be like, wait a second, this title is useless. Like, this title doesn't make sense. So this isn't something that you'd really be vested in to see. Yeah. And I did see someone was posting something about, you know, I said Nunes was the co-main, so she would be like potentially the headliner. They said that Nunes's last three pay-per-views have been like the worst selling pay-per-views in a decade or something, like when she's the top. Now, mind you, the people she was fighting, a lot of them, it's like, okay, well, she's going to destroy this person. She's going to destroy this person. So those fights maybe don't bring the drama, but maybe that's why. But yeah, it's very...
Even the Cyborg fight too, like that didn't make...
I don't think it was that wasn't the headline of that card, I don't believe.
Oh, okay.
I think when she fought Cyborg, I don't think that was the main event. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's when they use her as the main. I think it was like against Felicia Spencer, maybe against Megan Anderson. So it was like not those fights, but anyways, yeah. Another thing, because we have some time, we can talk about this guy. Good old Jeremy Stevens.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking to Denise about, you know, being respectful and how they conduct themselves at 1FC. Mm-hmm. Jeremy Stevens, if you remember, was the guy that at the face-off pushed Jakar Close, and then Jakar Close, you know, it was a hard push, and then Jakar Close had to withdraw from the fight, saying that he was injured from the push and all that. And we talked about it before on the podcast, saying, you know, like, people should be a little bit more respectful. They shouldn't be doing stuff like that. In 1FC, everybody seems very, very respectful. And it's funny because Denise said that it's like, for her, it's because of her own personal upbringing. So I was wondering if she was going to say, if 1FC tells them, hey, we want you to be like that, but she didn't say that, but it's a different vibe in 1FC.
Yeah.
Anyways, Jeremy Stevens, I saw an interview and he's talking about the push that happened now, like, what was it, 2-3 months ago? And he's saying, I'm an animal. I'm primal. I'm an animal. You get in my face, I'm going to push you. He goes, I didn't initiate contact first. He says that the other guy came at him. He goes, he was giving me crazy eyes and he was coming at me. So he comes at me, I'm primal. I got nothing to do. I got paid for it anyways. So I won that fight. What do you want next? Like,
wow.
I mean, we've talked about it before, but to see his reaction, I mean, I guess you have to, right? Like, you can't be apologetic at this point. Maybe.
Yeah, like, well, you know what I realize now, Tim? Like, all belts, titles, all these things don't matter. Like, what really matters is the drama and the buzz that you can build out into outside of this fight. Now look back to what we were just talking about. Look how much drama this thing has just stirred up, turning this into an interim title fight. Now you're
at
each other, Gunn and Lewis. Okay, so what do you think is the next best thing for viewers and actual people actually pay to watch these fights? They're gonna tune in. They're like, yo, man, this is crazy, this is nuts. Okay, let's just go watch and see what happens. Of course, that's what they want, right? And well,
yeah.
Jeremy Stevens, I mean, you know, for him, you got to build up, you know, that the controversy, you got to build up, you know, something behind your name. And I was watching, it's funny because I was just watching a couple of Conor McGregor when he fought his first fight with Dustin. And man, you just saw how he just built his character up, man. It was like,
yeah, right. How he developed his character and whatever. But it's different. But it's different though, right? Because like Denise is saying, and I love how she said, in my head, I'm thinking I'm going to kill you. Right. But that's, you know, that's her. That's her inside. That's, you know, that's what you got to do to drive yourself. But to do it externally, like she said, hey, my family would not be happy if I acted that way. So it's hard. I mean, it's a hard mix between, you know, making a fake character and then being authentic to yourself. So, well, yeah.
For her, I was not expecting that response from her. Literally, she said it with such like conviction. She's like, I will kill you. And she said it with such grit. And nice. Well, that to me, it makes sense because when you see her, like, you know, straight, like, attack somebody in the ring, she's going straight for a double leg takedown. She's like, I'm gonna come get you, right?
Yeah.
Right. So she's always spearing right ahead. And so, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, you've got different championships, different organizations that, you know, promote their fighters differently. You've got FC that's more respectful, more down to earth. Even,
yeah.
You know, even like, you know, when you see Brandon Vera call out his fighters, he's like, I would like to, you know, challenge you, right?
Yeah.
With respect, right?
Yeah.
And you're like, thank you. Yes, you are my hero. And I am so respectful and also appreciate all that you've done for the sport. Yes, I accept your challenge. Shake hands, hug it out. Yeah. And here, you got Jeremy Stevens pushing everybody inside, like,
crying. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just different. Right. And I think ONE FC does a great job of promoting themselves through different avenues. Like their walkouts are very flashy. They've got like all the pyrotechnics. They've got the jumbotrons or whatever you want to call it, like the big television screens behind the flashing lights. There's a lot more production value. And yes. I feel like that's what seems to kind of draw in more of the excitement. You don't need to watch it for the anger between the two people per se, or the like the animosity between them. You're watching more for the spectacle of it, of that show, and then the fight. Of course, Denise is a killer. Like, she is so aggressive. We've talked about this before. Those are the fighters that I really like, the ones that have that like killer instinct.
Yeah,
and she definitely, like, she's running at you, like mauling you, you know.
You know what? Now you think about when Iggy enters the ring and he does a whole dance routine. Everyone,
right?
Right. And then, but then you just realize, you know, some of the people at ONE FC, they have a whole choreography team. They've got like, you know, fancy suits and stuff like that. And costumes. So, yeah. Well, you know what? Whatever sells the seats, right? And drama sells seats, baby. That's what it does.
I guess. Yeah. And I mean, another thing that we could talk about very briefly is, did you see what happened at BKFC in the post fight? Did you see about that? It was, Hector Lombard.
Yeah. That was unheard. Like, and it wasn't like,
So it was here. Sorry, let me take away this banner, but BKFC has come under fire recently for the ways they've been handling brawls before and after fights, right? So what happened was, for those of you that don't know, there was a BKFC title fight between Hector Lombard and Joe Diesel Riggs, both of former UFC fame. They fight for the title. Hector wins. He's in there doing his interview. And I guess the next contender, right, this big monster of a man, comes into the ring. I mean, at that point, you're like, okay, someone let him in, right? But he comes into the ring, walks right into the face of Hector Lombard right after he's fought. Hector just throws two punches and just clocks him twice, you know? And I mean, you can't be having that. But again, that's another instance of like these things going on that you're like, well, wait a second. Like, is this really what we're here to see? I mean, I guess we are. And that's the problem. You got to draw that fine line between.
Yeah, but bare knuckles, BFC. It's like they're in their own realm. Like, it's almost like whatever they say goes. They're not wearing any gloves. Like,
yeah,
you know, like an inch long wraps, not even covering your wrist. Like, literally, it's just bare fist.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
And so, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, for them, they're going against UFC one championship, and so they have to bring that drama. They have
yeah.
to bring that's their right. So yeah.
Well, and right, but that's the thing, Prince, is like they have to bring that drama, mm-hmm. right? And so that's the thing. Like that's what I'm saying. This guy had to have been let in the ring.
Yeah.
Like the security can't just like. How are you letting just anybody walk in? Like, why wouldn't you and I just walk in? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, yeah, it's exciting. Obviously it gets people talking and I guess that's the thing, but it's different, man. You know, I think that we're probably going to have a lot of viewers of this podcast, probably from Asia. Cause I know the reaction we got when we posted that Denise was coming on. So hopefully you guys are still here with us. Mm-hmm. But I wonder if it's the people overseas that see this much differently. I wonder if they look at that with a lot of disdain and don't like it and think like that's unnecessary. Mm-hmm. I wonder. So leave comments, message us, leave comments and let us know what you guys think, whether, you know, those kind of antics outside the ring or in the ring after a fight, you know, do you like that? Do you have disgust for it? Like, what is your feeling, right?
Man, what if Stevens gets on the comments and just drops something to me?
Oh, if Steven gets on the comments, I mean, we'd be very happy because I love him. I just don't know about those kind of actions, but I'm telling you, that guy, he said it before. He's always says, I'm a monster, I'm primal, I'm right. Like,
yeah,
that's just a guy you just got to maybe keep away from, you know?
You know what? I could see him now in the next standoff. They'll just have them in a like glass case,
like a Silence of the Lambs. They'll just wheel him out, and he'll be like tied to the gurney, right?
Like this, right?
Yeah, like that. That's right. Prince, let's go to our fight on site for today.
Yes.
All right. So for our fight on site today, we are in honor of our guest Denise, who, as we said, has a brother in MMA. And I didn't know, but her brother was the one that introduced her.
Yes.
We are going to do the Fight On Site Sibling Edition.
Sibling Edition.
So for those of you that don't know, at the end of every one of our podcasts, we do a fantasy fight or a fantasy matchup. And we ask you to come on to our Instagram story every Saturday to vote for who you think is the winner. Mm-hmm. We'll put these two up against each other. Well, actually, we're going to be putting two against two on this one. Not necessarily a fight, but just kind of like who you like better or who, you know, however you want to take it. But it will be on our Instagram. And Prince, so yeah, so Denise has her brother Drex, who is a champion, who did inspire her to be a fighter. And I think probably many siblings do that, right? Like the siblings kind of copy one another, right? Or inspire one another.
Yeah, not only that, they push each other, right? If they see
right.
potential, especially if you have an older brother that's in it, you want your little brother, hey, come. You know, you would make a lot of money in this thing and I could see potential in you. And plus, you also need a training sparring partner too. So you're like, okay, come. You know,
built in, yeah. Built in,
right? All in one, right? And they can't get mad at you if you swing at the thing too far, right? So,
yeah,
so for fight on site, I get, you know what, Tim, you went first last time.
You're going to go first?
I'm going to go first.
All right. Before we get to it, I am going to shout out my sister, because I have one sister, my sister Sarah, and she got me. Check this out. These are hand wraps. I don't even want to take them out of the package.
Oh, what?
Look at this. Look, it's a Street Fighter hand wraps, and it's got images of Ryu. What?
That's so sick, Tim.
Cool, right? From Super Rare. I've seen this on Instagram. Anyway, she got me these, so thank you very much. These are pretty cool. I will very likely never wear these because they will get stinky so fast, and then what are you going to do with it? But yeah, they look awesome. Anyways, Prince, so you're going to go first for Sibling Edition?
Yeah, I just realized my brothers don't ever get me anything.
How many brothers do you have?
I have two.
Okay, and you got zero gifts from two?
I can barely get a text from those guys.
All right. Well, this before this goes really south on a very depressing podcast, who is your pick, Prince, for Sibling Edition?
All right, Tim. So my pick for Siblings Edition is the one and only, actually the two of the, these two fighters are actually very well known in the MMA world, just because of, again, their striking ability. And actually one of the older brothers, actually one of the fancier of the two, that's actually thrown some really crazy, like crazy knockouts in the ring. So I mean, in the cage. So my pick for fight on side is Sergio and Anthony Perez.
There you go, the Pettis brothers.
Oh my gosh, they look exactly alike, man. When I first found out that, you know, he had a brother, and Anthony was just, he was on the come up as well, right? So he was on the come up, and then he was posting IG stories, and then in the IG stories, Sergio was there too, training, and I'm like, whoa, is he a fighter as well? And then you see him come up, up and rising in the ranks as well too, right? So Sergio and Anthony Pettis are my two picks for Siblings Edition. Who do you got?
All right. Well, I am going with a brother-sister combo.
Okay.
And I am going with, in honor of Denise, I'm going with not just a brother-sister combo, but I'm also going with fighters that are in 1FC. So, and I've picked this guy for a fight on site before. I think I lost, but he's going to redeem himself here, because I am picking the Northcutts. I am picking Colby and what's Sage. Colby and Sage. Colby and Sage Northcutt. They are both fighters in 1FC. Prince, I think when I was telling you I was going to pick them, you said you didn't even know Sage had a sister.
No, I had no idea. I thought I was the only child.
Yeah, no, I think Sage has a brother as well, but Colby is a fighter. She fights at 1FC. I don't know what division she fights in. I should really do research, but when you do watch her fight in 1FC, she's fighting like little tiny girls, and she's tall and long, and she fights like Sage, so she's got that karate type fight. Yeah. So she's huge, long side kicks keeping her distance. I don't know that she's lost in 1FC, but she's a great fighter. She's got the look. She's Sage's sister, who brings in a lot of clout as well. So that is my pick, Sage and Colby Northcutt for the Sibling Edition.
Wow. Hey, you know what? What was it called? Sage. I don't know if you've seen Sage lately. Have you seen Sage lately?
Yeah, he is like... what's the polite way to say it? He has been taking a lot of vitamins. Oh, he's massive. Like, what the heck? It's insane. I don't know what's going on.
Tim, I was expecting you to say, oh, he looks jacked. He's like, no, he's been taking a lot of vitamins. The ones that, you know, Yuasa, or what's it called? What's the name of
USADA?
USADA. USADA. Look at us mixing up words. USADA would be like, hey, I don't think you should be taking that stuff. But no, you could see him.
Yeah. Right? He's like bigger than Ngannou now. Like, I don't know what's wrong with him. But anyways, guys, so for the podcast, come on over onto our Instagram story and vote for who you think is the winner. We're going with the Northcutts versus the Pettis brothers. Prince, this was a great podcast, man. I can't believe we had Denise.
Yeah, honestly, yeah, I could not believe that. Hey, are we going to do a simulator? Or are we going to pass up?
Oh, my goodness. I apologize. It's all right.
Listen. Okay, listen.
I totally forgot. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, and guys, as part of the fight on site, we actually put these four fighters into the simulator, and the simulator will in itself will pick a fighter and pick a winner. And so it's a $1 million machine, and so we are going to pop up. So for my pick, the Pettis brothers, I have chosen.
You've got a sticker of Deadpool.
Yes.
Only one sticker?
What? Yes. I just realized there was four, but you know what?
We said this before the podcast. I said, remember, it's Siblings Edition, but yeah. Okay. So we get Deadpool representing the Pettis brothers.
Yeah.
And
for the Northcutts, we've got
again one person, Iron Man. All right,
sound effects time, buddy. It's been a
while. No, it's your turn for sound effects. I did it last time.
gosh. Here we go. And then Pettis does that running across the cage technique.
Superman punch.
Superman punch.
Off the cage.
Off the cage and bam. There you go, buddy.
Nice. All right. So the fight on site, fight in sight, fight simulator predicts that the Pettis brothers will win. Very exciting. Sorry. No, he did. Well, he's done two off the fence moves. He did the bouncing off the cage with the Superman punch where he knocked out Wonder Boy.
Yes.
Was one of his last fights in UFC. And then, of course, his big off the fence is the Showtime kick, which was where he ran along the fence and kicked Benson Henderson in the face.
Yeah, you know what? When he got Benson with that, I was like, man, because Benson was one of those fighters that like, oh, man, this
guy's Oh, he's my favorite. Benson's my favorite, yeah.
I love him. And then when he got him, I was like, oh, my gosh, it was Benson that he knocked out. Because I've seen the highlight reel.
Yeah, it was crazy. All right. Prince, we are all done, my friend. This is a very exciting podcast. Again, sorry for the technical glitches, guys. What can we do? But we had Denise Zamboanga on the podcast. That is crazy for us. ONE FC, number one contender in the atomweight division. She's a monster. Go check out her fights on YouTube for sure. She's fantastic. Guys, we really appreciate all the love and support. We appreciate all the questions you guys send in. And please do follow us, subscribe on YouTube, watch the videos, like everything, comment. We will write back, no problem. Prince, is there anything you want to say before we go?
You know what, Tim? It was a great podcast. Actually, guys, if you guys don't know, Prince has been the mastermind in actually getting Denise here. So we got to give big shout outs for Tim, because if it wasn't for him, this would have never happened. We know what, when we make it big, Tim, and we make it huge, we're gonna show the behind the scenes of all the hard work, and you should see all the messages Tim has put and sent to Denise to get
too many.
So Tim, thank you. We appreciate you. Fight Insight podcast viewers, listeners, thank you so much. Thank you.
Next, and I want to say, Prince, next week for the podcast, we have another up-and-comer fighter coming out. This gentleman is Chris, I want to say, Wartime Rios. He fights out of Syndicate MMA in Las Vegas. He has a fight coming up on July 17th. Mm-hmm. And so we are very excited to welcome Chris Rios to the podcast. We're very excited. We will talk about this up-and-comer, what his life is about, how he got into fighting, and where he's headed. But he looks like an awesome dude, and we're excited to have him.
And again, another really nice fighter as well. So
yeah,
we're booking all the nicest fighters that we could find in the MMA world. So Tim, I guess that's it for me. Thanks a lot, buddy. I appreciate you.
All right, buddy.
Okay. Happy Canada Day.
See you, Prince.